Hey there, this is Aram, and I play Dr. Missy on the Dirty 20 podcast, which is what you're listening to. Before we begin today, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we record, the Wurundjeri people of the Eastern Kulin Nations, and extend that acknowledgement to the First Nations people of wherever you may be listening from, be it in Australia or overseas. The Wurundjeri people have been caring for this country and its waterways for tens of thousands of years. This land is also home to some of the oldest traditions of storytelling in the world, and I'm very honoured and privileged to be able to continue that tradition here today. I acknowledge that this is stolen land, that no treaty was ever signed. This is, was, and always will be Aboriginal land. Now get on into that podcast, you!
Previously on the Dirty 20 podcast, chaos, mayhem, I barely have words for it. The group infiltrates the city and cause all kinds of ruckus. Just go and listen to the episode. Amalda, you catch up to Mace in the Bay of Bridgetown.
Doggy paddling like just, you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
I think I still look like the cat person disguise I've got on is fading slightly. Oh, so okay. It's like one eye is bigger than the other.
Yeah.
Every time I bob up, it's like slightly more disturbing.
A little terrifying.
Leaving all this fur in the water.
Yeah.
My ear is kind of like jerking as it comes back to it.
Horrible. So you're doggy paddling as fast as you can, or cat paddling and panting. And Mace is just like egg beater kick in the water for a few moments as you hear in the background the sound of this bear just causing absolute havoc on the deck of the ship.
That was so cool.
I do like a double take because I'm like distracted by something. Like, I'm just an odd. It's you. Wow, you look crazy. Whoa.
I just look at you and one of my eyes is a feline and half my nose is still a feline.
I imagine it's a feline, but it's kind of like bobbing out like jelly.
Yeah,
and I like press it and I'm like, whoa.
I think we did a successful distraction.
I think that we can call that mission success.
Yes, I do think that the person who owns the captain of the ship,
yeah,
I think they saw me.
Oh.
And I feel my heart is racing really fast.
Okay.
And I think maybe we should find the others.
Mace has forgotten about the Cloak of the Manta Ray, and he's also doggy paddling, so it's going to take us a little bit longer to get to the shore.
Yeah. Oh,
you both.
The Dragonborn is just slowly like pacing alongside you guys.
Yeah. Just pulls out a gun.
Wow, so fast.
So the pair of you doggy paddle along the shoreline, and what you don't see behind you as you turn around, there is an old woman who wraps a cloak around her, and she peeks her head out off the side of the ship and like in all this chaos, and then she just launches herself over the edge and poof, splashes into the water and starts swimming away. We move along to the shore, and Archie, you're actually, as you're jogging along with Tholg and a handful of these sailors or harbour hands that he was with, you look into the bay and you can see these two, your two companions, paddling frantically kind of alongside you, and they're coming in towards you.
I grab Tholg and go, Tholg, don't look now, Tholg, but
what?
But over there, let's just move quickly, all right? My greatest
What's
two adversaries are coming towards us. Tholg, they're really dangerous.
Okay, double time.
No, I'm just kidding. You can slow down.
What the fuck?
Hey, get over here.
Did you do the explosion, Archie?
No, it wasn't me. No.
Yes, it wasn't
him. Oh! Okay, Archie, we're going to sneak over to your base.
Hey, do you reckon it's probably a good idea
You're
to...
Not
we really shouldn't
Archie.
Stop here.
Sneaking!
We're going to sneak.
We really shouldn't.
To you now.
Are these your friends?
I don't know who they are. Let's, Falk, my dear, let's move.
You're helped onto the quay by a couple of these harbour hands, and you have regrouped with Archie and this this rather grumpy-looking harbour master, half-orc fellow. And he leads you through the town of Bridgetown, and it starts to rain. The climate here, it's very, very humid.
I have a feeling that maybe that explosion was caused by our other two party members.
Also, it really wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me. No,
it was Missy and Missy?
I think it was Archie.
No, Mesh, I'm right here.
No, you're the Countess.
Oh.
Yes, maybe it was Archie, you're right.
Yes,
I'm
going
to go up
Archie,
to
Mesh
and just pat him gently on the calf, which I can reasonably...
Yeah, no, yeah, it was Archie. This is the Countess.
Yes.
Yes.
Milady.
I curtsy very, very deeply. You are a strapping lad. Falk.
Yes.
Let's say hypothetically there was an explosion in the that big building over there.
Wasn't a hypothetical. He can still smell the smoke.
But let's say, just pretend it happened, right? What's the likelihood that our friends are dead?
I don't know.
You don't know. You are useless.
Do your friends cause that explosion?
I mean, it's very likely.
Right.
Well, we've got to go help them. If it's just them two, I mean, we can't just. They're not dead. I'm sure they've worked it out.
If they were in the mines, in the melt mines, then they would have been with Beverly. And Beverly's pretty crafty, so...
Beverly who?
Beverly Dregsnot. She's the...
Beverly Dregsnot?
Yes.
Not the name of a very handy person?
Oh, she's very handy.
Countess, that's not very polite.
No, you're
Where
right.
are your manners, Countess?
If that explosion was anything to do with her... And your friends were with her. I'm sure they're fine.
Okay. I'll have to trust you, Fog.
She's clever.
Fog,
we need to get off the streets.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Yes, you're right. Shaiv. To meet Shaiv. We're going to go meet Shaiv, one of the union leaders.
Aye, she's the tavern keeper of the Shallows. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
So there's the sound of a mine cart just... hurtling down these tracks in the melt mines, and we see Rizzy and Missy like you're clinging to the edge of this cart.
I'm being rocked back up, but I'm trying to put Dog back together.
Yeah, you're like hurtling down this mine cart, and these bolts are like chasing after you.
Yeah.
Like hurtling down after you. As Beverly, this halfling woman, she like pulls back the lever of this mine cart, and it just like it curves off to one side. And eventually, after you go along this like crazy roller coaster ride, the minecart, it feels like you're traveling for some time. It pulls into this this lower tunnel as it like coasts to a stop, and then
was it Dr. Dregsnot or Professor Dregsnot or
just Beverly? Please leave the minecart carefully. And she hops over the side, and a few of the miners, they get out as well.
As I'm getting out. Beverly, are we safe here? Are they going to follow us? What's happening?
No, they're not going to follow us here. It's all good. Right. Come on then. And she leads you forwards. And at the end of this this tunnel that you've stopped in, there is a ladder which leads up to... this little, looks like a little trapdoor or something. There's like wood over the top of it.
Where's that going to take us out to?
We are going to meet Shaiv. This is taking us up to the Shallows. It's a tavern in town.
Right. All right.
Oh, I could use a drink.
And we'll be safe there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the safest place. I mean, as safe as you can get in this town at the moment.
You know what, Beverly? Meeting you has been a godsend.
A very pleasurable experience.
Yeah, flattered, yeah, thank you. Come on then. And she climbs up the ladder, and she gets to the trapdoor, and she sort of
God damn it. I put something over the top of it.
And she's struggling with it.
You put something over the top of it?
No, I think Shyev did.
Can you just knock on it? Would Shyev be able to hear you?
Shyev! Beverly!
Well, since we're stuck down here, anyone want to play some cards? We got some time to kill.
I'll play some cards with you, why not? Well, the miners comes up. You sit down and you start playing cards, and this is part of your quest. I'll give you an opportunity.
Incredible!
What a video game action right there.
Yeah.
Make an insight check for me, Missy.
Natural one.
Natural one. Okay, that's one win for the... for the miner.
What's the quest exactly?
Win like three games of cards
or something?
Yeah, something
like... I think it's five, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, make a deception check for me now.
18.
18. Okay, that's one success for you. And now, finally, for the tiebreaker, I will get you to make an intelligence check.
Nice.
12. comes down to the last hand, and you think you have this miner... You put down an ace.
I'll be taking that, and I, like, reach forward for... I don't know, some like scrap metal that I found on the ground that we were playing with as chips.
And he puts down two aces.
Ooh.
Sorry about
this
that.
This bullshit. Fuck you.
I'll be taking that.
Fuck you.
You hear the scraping of wood up above.
Missy's a really bad loser.
Yeah. I bet.
Were you playing with dogs?
Yeah,
bones?
Dogs bolts.
Oh, yeah. Spare bolts that you didn't use.
I know you did just technically win, but I need that beat back.
I don't know. I quite like it. And I did win fair and square, so...
Dog's gonna
you're
going
to have to come up with a new beak for dog now.
Why'd you let me play cards?
I don't know.
I'm badly burned.
Missy, shoot him. Shoot him, Missy.
You hear Archie's voice.
And caresses the gun.
I just grab your hand and I shake my head.
Yeah.
You're shaken out of your stupor. The sound of wood scraping against wood. And you glance up and then this trap door opens. And looking down, the trap door is an elvish woman. With black hair that's tied into a braid, and she has these. She's got quite pale skin. She's very very pretty, and she looks quite young as well. And she peers down at you, and then she says, "Are you friends of Shyev then?"
Beverly.
Yeah, Beverly. I feel like
yeah, we are. Love. We are. Hello, I'm Beverly. I don't think we've met before.
And she says, "Right. Well, up you come then." And she steps back and you climb into this tavern cellar. A half-orc woman comes down and she has this this green-grey skin, and she's very, very muscular, and she wears just like, you know, the most traditional tavern keeper garb you can imagine. She has a headband like pulling back her hair, and she's got like a lot of piercings as well. And she steps into the cellar and looks at all of these miners and these two people coming out of this trapdoor that she's never seen before. And she says,
"Beverly, what the fuck are you doing?"
And she steps forward and Beverly says, "Look, Shyam, I know we said we'd only use the secret passage in emergencies, but this is like the biggest emergency that we have. These two here..."
Hi, hello, greetings,
good
I'm Rizzy.
Morning, last time.
This is Missy.
Missy, Dr. Missy.
Right.
We arrived on the boat that exploded in the barda.
Yeah, these two are responsible for what happened in the harbour. I'm Tavern Keeper Shyev. It's a pleasure to meet you both.
Beverly has spoken very highly of you.
I see. Looks down at Beverly. Not supposed to be speaking about me at all.
And then looks to the two of you.
So, what? You just roll into town and you... Why attack the pirates?
Captain,
well,
after
well,
you.
Missy, okay, well, so we aimed to come into Bridgetown, and we didn't realise that the town was overrun by pirates, and we decided to, put a dent in their forces.
Liberate Bridgetown
the town.
To
However,
some extent.
However, we didn't realise how many pirates there were.
Aye.
But we did kill off maybe a good 40.
Well, you have set them on edge, which is wonderful. I still struggle to understand your motivation exactly, but it's very rare for people to just come in and...
Of course, you
but
probably
we appreciate it,
think
regardless.
We want something, isn't it?
We are adventurers affiliated.
Yeah.
Sort of saving people is just our
thing. It's just our thing. We
it
don't ask anything in return.
Us.
No, nothing at all, except maybe room and board.
I see. Room and board.
Again, food.
And, like I said, we are just noble-spirited adventurers.
Yes, good-hearted.
Who came to this town, saw injustice, and decided to right that injustice.
And it wasn't an accident at all.
You hear the sound. Hear the sound of motion upstairs. There's a like knock at the door, and then Shive, she looks up and then puts a finger to her lips. She turns to the elvish woman and says, "Valinia, stay here." And then she turns around and heads up into a tavern.
Wait, would I recognize that name?
Yeah, would we? Because Mace said it. A couple of times, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Okay.
Look at Rizzy. I mouth Valinia. I can't do that on a podcast.
I shrug.
This young elvish woman with black hair like steps back and folds her arms and leans against one of these big big kegs and just looks up, and you see hanging around her neck is this golden amulet with looks beautiful, lots of gems and things on it, and her hand just sort of unconsciously goes to it, and then a few moments go by and there's a real tension.
Beverly, I know we've just met, and I don't want to push anything, but can you ask your miner to give my beak back? I need it.
I mean, he won it fair and square, didn't he?
Beverly, I'm begging you. I don't want to be... it took me months to make that thing, and I was just... I don't lose cards. That's the thing. Did
not the time. You sorted out.
No. I won't do that. It's mine.
Hear the sound of muffled voices upstairs. Archie, what are you saying to Shyev as you...
I'm saying...
As the door...
Oh, Shyev, look, it's so nice to meet you. Fog has told me everything about you on the way here.
What is going on? You're not supposed to be talking about me.
I look at Fog and I shrug my shoulders and go, oops.
Shyev, these people are responsible for what happened in the... come inside quickly.
Wait, more of us? Did you meet some of our friends?
Your friends are here. They're downstairs.
Oh, what a relief.
I run inside.
Hey, you know, you can thank us later. We do have specific needs, though. We need room. We need board. We need a cash payment of about
hey, shut up.
Oh. All right.
Come inside.
I immediately run inside. And at this point, like, all that's left of my cat persona is just this tail that is just kind of like flicking around behind me. And I'm crawling inside and I'm just kind of like...
You step into this tavern with very high ceilings, and it looks like it would be a lovely place if it wasn't, like, empty. The light in here is a bit grey. There's dust kind of everywhere, and there are these big circular wooden tables spread all out through this common room. And
Missy, Rizzy, we have a delivery for you.
A delivery?
I didn't order anything.
I sneak under her arm, and, like, my face just fills up the whole cell, and I'm like, Rizzy!
Amalda! Okay.
It's an explosion!
Alex! Yes! And then I sprint up the stairs and I hug you.
Ah, good. Everyone's here except Archie. That's okay, though.
Oh, everyone, watch this. I go, oh, hello, Mace. Oh. And then I turn around and take my wig off and turn back to Mace.
Where'd the Countess go? Archie, what'd you do with the Countess?
I turn around and put the wig back on and I turn back around.
All right, listen.
Mace sits down.
Right now, there are far too many people in this tavern, okay? Tholg, Beverly, I need you to get the miners out of here. Take them out the back way and get them away from here, okay? Aye, Shive, aye.
And then they vanish.
I flip the bird to the miner who,
yeah,
frankly, fleeced me.
He looks back at you and just waves the beak at you, and then gives you a wink and blows you a kiss.
I turn like kick a chair.
I sidle up to Rizzy. Rizzy, that explosion was so good. That was like incredible work.
It
I must say,
really wasn't just me. It was Missy. It was mostly Missy, actually.
Honestly, it was a lot. It was also a lot of Beverly.
Really,
Beverly. Oh, she made this chicken. And it clucked and then it exploded.
Wow,
very
Beverly
good.
Sounds great. The first one, all right. Second one.
Okay, well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
All right.
I wasn't saying that it was better. I was just saying it was also impressive.
Come on now.
Right.
So, the five of you have made quite the entrance into Bridgetown.
Yeah. It was all for the liberation and freedom of the town, and also they were going to take like a sack of jewels from us, and that was
going to take a sack of jewels, right?
No, they weren't. And at this point, my tail disappears.
Falls to the ground.
Yeah, no, just like a gecko tail.
Yeah, like a lizard.
Mace is behind the bar with a tea towel cleaning a tank of ale, and he goes,
"Hey, yeah, they stole a chest and some jewels and
what are you doing? Put that down.
What can I get you?
Put that down.
Well, I haven't been in the tavern in ages.
Sorry, Shyev. To be completely upfront and honest, yes, we were sort of in the mindset to liberate the town, etc., etc. But we just get really angry when people try to fuck us over, and decided to mess them up. We didn't realize there was a town of people that, you know, we're ready to rebel.
Aye, well,
I don't see much rebelling happening, though. Like, to be honest, and I don't want to step on anyone's toes here or come off as rude, because I would hate to come off as rude, but you're not doing much. And, like, to be honest, we've taken out, like, probably half of their crew.
Can I just clock Archie on the back of the head?
Ow!
Thank you.
Oh, I mean, ow.
Archie?
Yeah.
I don't like you.
Well, fair enough. Not many people do, but you know, you just got to be yourself and find the people that love you.
What? This is weird. Eckhart Tolle just sort of like
Missy tears up a bit.
make a persuasion check with advantage. Mace, for the first time in his life, thinks like, what are my parents up to right now?
Did you say persuasion?
Persuasion with advantage, yeah.
One was a nat one.
Okay.
The other one is a...
Two very different ways.
24.
Holy
shit!
you're very...
polarizing.
You sense this, like Shyev really didn't like you.
Yeah.
But suddenly this, like, her disposition, like, shifts really suddenly towards you. And you catch her, like, smother a smile that she sort of wipes away and feigns, and she's
right, well, a rebellion is in hand, but it's something you seem to be going about things a little differently to how we are, but our rebellions are a little more circumspect. Do you know what circumspect means?
The bit at the end of the penis that
No. Who taught you that?
I go to put my head up and I slowly put it down.
Circumspect.
They do what?
Circumspect is not the tip, the end of a penis that is cut off.
I look at it with big, big eyes, just being like, just learning.
I mouth circumcision. I go, no,
circumcision. There's like...
Circumspecion?
Utter bewilderment. As Shyev is looking at this child, this 12-year-old child who has come into town with these four people, this ragtag group.
I probably still have like a little bit of blood stain on me because I don't think we've had a proper shower since the fight with the siren.
No.
So my hair's a little bit matted with like, I probably smell like blood. No. And I'm looking at you being like,
so it's not the tip of the penis that you take? Okay.
Circumspect means not coming into a town and causing three explosions.
Oh.
Within only a few, within like a day of themselves.
And it's actually the skin, it's not the head itself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They don't just cut off. All right, that makes a lot more sense.
Wait, what was the third explosion?
Well, there were two that happened at the mines,
right?
Correct? And there was the explosion that happened in the bay with the...
Archie.
An enormous fire ship.
No, the ship.
That was us yesterday.
Yeah, me and
that
another.
That wasn't so much of an explosion. It was more of like a flaming ship.
Right. Yeah.
Me and Amanda tried to blow up the ship as well, but instead... We made a bear happen.
Yeah, which actually, now that I think about it, was a bit of a creative alternative. Mm.
We were trying to make a distraction, and then you guys made a bigger distraction.
Yeah.
So we had to go back on the boat, and my braces broke, and a bear came, and then
they
we
didn't
left.
Believe that he was my grandma.
Oh, I lost the crew, by the way.
Archie.
Wait, yeah. Are they okay? Or
are they
just
fine?
Who knows?
Who'd you put in charge?
Harold.
No!
Let me put things into perspective for you. We have what is essentially an army of pirates that has come into Bridgetown, started taking whatever they want from whoever they want. You now have them very on edge. Angry pirates with lots of weapons against an entirely almost undefended town. The problem with what you have done is it is going to provoke retaliation.
Of course. But
that's not good.
That's excellent, because they'll have to plan their retaliation. We can get in before then.
I hope so.
So, Shaiev, excuse me. But how many pirates were there when they arrived?
Over 100.
Great. And we've taken out about, what, 40?
That is insane.
I know.
Yeah, lots of three
You're
explosions.
You're clearly very capable.
We basically killed a god.
I don't know.
We did.
Who the fuck are you people?
We are adventurers affiliated.
AA for short. Ah.
You're clearly very capable.
Thank you.
But what we have on our hands now is an entire town who are going to cop the full brunt of the pirates' aggression.
And not if we are the target of their aggression. I would be, and correct me if I'm wrong, everybody, adventurers, I would be very happy to go public with where we are so that the pirates can focus their efforts and energy on us.
Well, you might not be able to do that sooner than you think.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes?
Does anyone know much about pirate law?
I know I've got a few really good songs about it. So they've got a code and occasionally they whip each other with spiky things.
Yeah. I've got a plan, right? Just off the top of my head. And what you need to understand about us is we are so successful because we kind of deal with things on the fly, like no practicality involved, right?
Yeah. Which lots I always
we are a well-soiled terrain.
So why don't we go up, challenge the pirate captain to a one-on-one duel with Mace, right? But we all have our fingers crossed behind our backs so that when the pirate captain inevitably takes down Mace, we all converge on the pirate captain.
take me to death.
Also, I'm just, we're Blue Scarface, understand that. What if the pirate also crosses their fingers?
Oh, damn.
Then we cross our toes.
Ooh. Do you have a plan, Shaiev?
We had one to... We've been slowly working on arming the villagers and getting some kind of rebellion going.
Arms? Poor thing.
Yes, it's terrible. No, no. Unfortunately, I assume the explosions caused at the mines. You used the explosives.
Well, one of them was the explosives that the pirates
I
had.
See.
And then the other explosives were the ones that Beverly had.
Right. So those were the only explosives that we had been stockpiling for some time.
You don't have any more explosives?
They're all in the mines. They're used for mining. And Beverly has clearly... No, it's all right. We can make this work.
Do you have any color weavers?
No.
So, I, for all the joking around that we've been doing, I don't want to see the people of this town get hurt.
Absolutely not.
You know? And so, I understand that now we're in here, we have an obligation to help the people of this town and to ensure that that because of our actions, they don't suffer at the hands of these pirates. So you have our help. Do we engage in a sort of all-out warfare with these pirates, or do we engage more guerrilla tactics?
I think that's the best option. We are very underarmed compared to this army of pirates.
What if we... I'll have y'all know, me and Mace have been on the ship not just once, but twice. And we know for a fact that they've got a place that they store all of their arms. So what if we try and steal some of their arms from them?
Oh, Amanda, you could do that thing where you made the plank move.
Yeah. Oh, Benji the plank. I wonder what he's up to.
Cut to.
Cut to Benji just like in the sunset be like, I'm a free man.
Listen, sorry. There's something else that you can do. That's a good plan.
Yeah?
There's something else that we will need to do as well. Bridgetown was kept safe by a group called the White Badgers. People just call them the Badgers. They were led by a man called Captain Tomark. Unfortunately, Captain Tomark's son was murdered by Captain Morpheus, the leader of the pirates, and he's vanished into a tap house on one of the other islands. We need to rally him. If we can get him out of his stupor, then he can get the White Badgers back together and we'll have something of a fighting force. You have to remember that we can't just recruit villagers into this. They're not fighters.
Yeah, we shouldn't be putting people in harm's way.
Absolutely not. That said, do we have a safe place where the villagers can go? The lighthouse, maybe?
That's the... potentially, yes.
The jungle?
Jungle.
Also, I don't know if anyone told you, but, Manda has been taken.
Manda.
She...
The lighthouse. You know Manda?
Yeah.
Oh, we love Manda.
We know Manda deeply.
Wait here.
Ive goes over to the door. Gee. Creaks it open.
Manda?
I put away my eulogy.
The door swings open and you see dripping, like sopping wet, this old woman. She steps into the tavern and she leans on the door. And then she looks over to catches Mace and Amalda and she says,
"That was mighty fine work, what you did on that ship there."
There was actually an Manda. Old lady on the boat!
Son of a bitch!
Manda!
Manda!
That ruckus you caused gave me a chance again.
Mace saunters over to Manda and does a predator handshake. Manda. It's like very strong.
Wow.
Too strong for us.
Tendons rippling in her
eyes. I walk over to Amanda. I get two fingers. I kiss two fingers. I place them on Amanda's forehead and I go, "Amanda.
Manda.
Just
Manda.
Sorry, love. Manda.
Just Manda.
I hereby pronounce you an honorary member of Adventurers Affiliated. Congratulations, Manda."
I bow deeply, deeply, deeply.
Shyev starts applauding as well, not really knowing why.
Good news, Shyev. We don't need the leader of the White Badgers anymore. We have someone the troops can rally behind.
Well, Manda, it's good to see that you're safe, but no, the Badgers will need Captain Tomark.
Shyev, how long do we have?
Captain Morpheus comes here every evening. And I'm sure he'll be back this evening with a lot to say. So if you want a formal introduction, now might be your chance.
By himself?
No. Of course not.
How many?
I wouldn't try anything.
I probably shouldn't be here there.
Not in my tavern.
You're gonna need someone, Manda, to make sure that you don't get, like, you know, beaten up or something.
I can handle myself. I've lasted this long, thank you.
But if there's like enough, if there's more of them than there are like of you, you know what I'm saying? At least have one of us by your side.
Why don't we have one of us give a formal introduction?
Captain.
All right.
Okay. So, here's the layout of what we have at the moment. This evening, Captain Morpheus will come here, and I'm sure he will have a lot to say. There's also Captain Tomark. He's in a tap house on Little Sister. It's the smallest island. Unfortunately, it's also overrun with pirates. We need to get him. We also need to see what we can do about getting more arms.
So do we want to do these things? When he's here, someone goes to the ship and tries to steal some of the arms? Or do we want to do those two things, like, together as a party?
I feel like I would go to the tap house, because if we need to hit people, I will hit people. I've tried to sneak into the boat twice and it failed. Maybe it shouldn't be me.
I'm happy to do either. It's just a question of whether we do it together as a group or whether we split.
I secure my wig back on my head and I go, "I'll go to the tap house."
I feel like we're less conspicuous separated. as much as I hate saying goodbye to you all again.
I'm happy to do a little bit of subterfuge.
Can you go with the child?
To the boat?
Please.
Me and Amalda?
Please.
I can. You're the captain.
Thank you.
So Amalda and I are going to go to the boat for the pirates. Yes.
I run up to Missy and hug them tight around the waist, and I look up at them with these big doe eyes, and I go, "We're on our own adventure, Missy."
I put the cloak of the manta ray around Missy's shoulders and say, "It all rests on your shoulders,
this,
Missy."
This cloak feels heavier than I remember.
It's filled with cool shells I found.
Consider it bonding. You two go to the tap house.
Mace and Archie adventuring together.
Mace.
I made a new song.
Not Archie.
Please promise me something. When you do this, keep a low profile. Please. Please. Because the more ruckus we cause, the more severe the reaction is going to be of the pirates. They've probably already started planning their next move.
I am so low profile, people trip over me occasionally.
I will try my absolute best. You have my word.
Thank you.
Of course.
Hides the chuckle again.
Right. Manda, let's get you a drink. Come on.
He takes Manda over to the bar.
How long do we have until the captain arrives, Morpheus?
A few hours.
Amalda, if we rest here till about 4, we'll start sneaking around. If we find a spot where we can keep an eye on the ship, wait for the captain to leave, and then attempt to sneak on after that.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited. Amalda's not a shred of nervousness in her eyes. I've done it twice.
Okie doke. Let's do it. Yay.
So does that count as a short rest, an hour?
Yeah, of course. You can rest here for an hour uninterrupted. And in this hour, Archie, it becomes known to you that someone called Valinir is hiding here as well.
I'll track him down.
Yeah, you head over towards the, like, you speak with Mace and you head over towards the trapdoor, and then Shyev, she, oi, walks over to you.
Where do you think you're going?
Probably down there, down the trapdoor.
I don't think so.
Don't you trust me? Is that a stupid question?
Yes.
Yeah. We're just looking for someone named Valinir. See, I have this grandmother.
Why are you looking for Valinir?
Have you heard of the Fast Rider?
Yes, of course I've heard of the Fast Rider.
She is my great-great-great-great-great-grandmother.
Right, she's lying to me.
She's looking for Valinir.
No, I'm not lying. How do I prove that? Pretty difficult, I guess. She's looking for Valinir. She wants me to find Valinir. Just tell her, when you see her, that my name's Archie. The Fast Rider has sent me to find her in this town so we can have a little chat.
Okay, we approach the end of the long rest, short rest, I should say, and Missy, Amalda, Mace, and Archie are making ready to set out. Is there anything you would like to do before you hit the town?
I just want to quickly duck up to Shyev and say, is there any chance that you have a... You see Missy like grimace and go, a bow?
A bow?
I'm just... If worse comes to worse, I don't exactly want to be firing my gun and drawing more attention than I need to. And I am trained in the use of bows, though it's been a while. So I was wondering if you had a spare one lying around.
She reaches under the counter and she pulls out a heavy crossbow and puts that on the bench. Does that work for you?
You don't just have a longbow or something like that?
No, a longbow's a little... Like, if I'm trying to keep people in check in my tavern, I can't really just be like, stretch out a bow. I kind of need something I can just point and shoot.
All right, I'll take it. I mean, you do need this for if the captain's coming?
No,
I mean, if I end up needing this, then I'll die anyway, so, you know.
No, you know what? You hold on to it. I've got something else I can use in an absolute worst case scenario. You hold on to that.
Okay.
And behind Missy, you hear a kind of like scrambling noises, and a face pops out of your bag of holding, and Amalda just kind of goes, "You've got so much in here."
Yes. Don't touch any of the sharp
it's
stuff.
It's all like an alphabet. There's a bunch of stairs in here, folks. There are chairs to sit down comfortably. It's fantastic. And a dog with like a...
Yeah, what does dog's beak look like?
I've whittled just like a little knobbly thing.
Yeah.
A little knobbly piece of wood and just sort of like duct taped it on.
So he bobs his head out and then instead of saying bark, he goes...
Oh, that hurts my soul.
Both me and Doug look at you over the rim of the bag and we go,
okay, so I'll just stay down here, shall I?
Yeah, we'll keep your head poked out for now, because okay. You only have 10 minutes to breathe once we close the bag.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna put my gun into there as well,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm gonna use my glamoured leather armor, and I'm gonna turn it into sort of like a. Like a rustic doctor's outfit.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Sort of like a town healer
yep.
style.
Sure.
And I'm also going to pull out of my bag and pull out my sling,
mm-hmm.
Which I have a sling and some stones,
yeah.
and pop that into my pocket.
Yeah.
As like a weapon in the worst case scenario.
Yeah, great.
And then I'm going to, yeah, pop up my bag with Amalda's head popping out and dog's head popping out and walk out the back door and head for the docks to get an advantage area point where I can see the captain leave.
Yeah, sure. Mason Archie, is there anything you want to do?
Shia, just before we head out, do you have anything that might kind of conceal my friend's lioness here? Not saying it's not a beautiful thing, Mace. You are very beautiful. But it's very conspicuous.
I have this oil cloak. This big, heavy leather cloak with a hood.
Okay, we can... Oh, it's got a hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put that on, pull the hood up. How does he look? Does he look a bit more concealed?
I mean, he looks like someone wearing an oil cloak.
A 6'8" someone wearing an oil cloak. Yeah.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to, in my makeup bag, get a lot of gel
okay.
that I have. And I'm going to gel all of the hair on Mace's head down. So he's like got a really slick, slick head.
Nice.
I twizzle my whiskers a little bit.
Yeah.
How do you do?
You look great. You look like a model.
Thank you.
So the four of you say goodbye to Rizzy and Shaev and Manda. And then you leave. And Shaev comes over to you, Rizzy. And she says, right, do you want a drink?
I'd love a drink.
Okay. She brings over a couple of tankards and you, Shaev and Manda, you sit at the table. How's Rizzy feeling?
I think she's quite nervous.
Yeah.
She's not sure why she chose to meet the captain, but I think it was a good idea strategically just to rattle him.
Just thing to know about Morpheus. He's a murderer who masquerades as an armchair philosopher. He'll try to talk you in circles. Just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Okay. The four of you out in the town. You cross this bridge back in onto the main town, and you loop up around into the park. And the first thing that you notice, the pirates are on high alert. There are pirates, like, there are these patrols who walk up and down the streets. And there's certainly, like, even from where you are, you can hear there's a lot of hustle and bustle happening at the Salt Wharf. And you weave your way in amongst these tightly pressed together buildings. You pass by this area that looks like a market, except it's, like, tiered down. It's this big circular market that goes down in tiers. And Mace, as you pass by... something like twinges in you passing by this market, and you kind of stop and you look down at it, and the tiers of the market, they look awful, like what the seating used to look like in a Colosseum.
and the base of the market is just this, you know, this wide pit of sand, which now has a well in it, and there's market stalls everywhere, not used for a ring anymore, but...
But it was an arena?
You get the sense it may have once been an arena.
This is very insulting to me.
I kicked down a stall.
Mace!
No!
Oi!
They should respect history. This was a theater and it should be respected as much.
Mace, low profile, remember?
Yeah, just for now, Mace. We'll come back. We'll deal with this.
Okay. I would like you to make a group stealth check, first of all.
Oh, nat 20.
Nice one.
22.
25.
Whoa. 19.
Wow. Oh. Fantastic. Okay, I'm only going to require one of you to roll for random encounters. So roll a d12 as you're traveling through the town.
I'm okay to not do it.
You want to do it? No, you Mace doesn't.
Okay. That's an 8.
I rolled a 2.
Ooh.
You pass down these streets and you come into these like super tightly packed homes. This like very, you're in a place called the Huddle at this stage, which are these small houses where, you know, villagers used to basically gather together. But you're noticing it's very quiet, even quieter than what it was when you first came into the town. And you think you see, as you pass by one of these houses, you think you see movement through this this smoky glass. You approach a vantage point of the song. The four of you, the first thing that you notice, there are pirates everywhere. And there are these cages that have been brought onto the wharf itself. And it looks like the pirates are ushering villagers into these cages. Closing the doors.
That's really bad. That's really, really bad.
It is bad, but in a weird way that they're safe now, right?
Well, what if they use them as like a vantage thing? Like, you know, they're in all the villagers are in cages, and if you don't surrender, we're gonna, you know, shoot more or something really incredibly fucked up like that.
What do you want us to do? Like, right now...
Smash them.
Listen, you gotta... This can also maybe help... what's it called? Energize the leader of the White Badgers.
That's a good point, actually. That's a really good point.
And I'll say, you know, Maldon and I are gonna go try and get some weapons. I can fit a lot in my bag. And if we have time... I don't know, I feel like if we just free them now, they'll just shoot them as they try to run away.
No, yeah, I don't think we should do anything now. I'm not saying we should, but...
But it's good we know this, you know? We know that they, like you said, might try to use this against us.
Does it look like they're hurting the villagers at all?
By the looks of it, they're just locking them up in the cages for now.
Is it just random people, or is there like a clear kind of... sort of person they're going
for. Any and every villager that they can get.
Are there any of our crew?
Make a perception check.
Great.
8.
8. There are lots of faces.
I have been in one of those cages before, and if there's one thing that we need to get done today, it is saving those people. That is my priority, and if the captain can help with that, then that's what we do now. But afterwards, we're getting them out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You see a break in the crowd of pirates, and this tall dragonborn with white scales, accompanied by this hulking turtle and a couple of other pirates. Grizzled-looking veterans. You catch sight of the turtle. Hanging at his belt is the head of a bear.
I think we know what happened to the diet of bear.
That's really fucked up. But I would have done the same.
So the captain is leaving, headed towards the shallows.
Can I see, sort of peeping my head up from the bar, can I see whether the pirates look like they might have been a little bit bashed up by the bear?
Yeah, give me a medicine check.
Okay. Remember, you're training nurse.
Okay, that's not too bad. I'll see if I can do better. No. Okay, so that's a 17.
17. It certainly looks like you. The first thing you notice is the broken stuff all over the deck of the warship. And you see as well, in amongst the crowd of pirates, there are pirates who are being bandaged. Or like a few, you see some of them go like, oh, as wounds are cauterized.
Does it look like it's been expertly done or kind of just like shoddily done? Like they've just kind of...
With a 17, you look through the crowd, you spot what you think is a surgeon. A Harangon, rabbit person. Who was going around attending to each of these pirates and wrapping them up and cauterizing wounds and stitching things as well. Yeah.
I think I'm going to sort of tug on Missy's jacket and sort of whisper up to them, be like, I think it looks like they've already got a doctor.
I just don't know if we have any other... I don't have another angle, you know?
Yeah. Okay, can I say because I've been onto the ship twice and sort of walking around, long shot, have I seen any writing that I could say was from someone of authority, like someone like on papers or on like a, was there a cleaning schedule?
A chore wheel.
There was an activities calendar, actually.
You know.
Yeah. It had like Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, they stole our Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, make an investigation check.
Investigation?
Yeah. I'm going to factor in the medicine check to this.
Where's the pumpkin?
18.
Pumpkin is sunk. Okay.
Pumpkin is gone, baby.
Yeah, 18. You don't remember seeing any documents, but thinking about the wounded being tended to, there's a lot of wounded. There's one doctor.
Maybe we should approach the surgeon themselves and kind of be like, it must be a lot for you. We'd love to help out, you know.
Appeal to them one doctor to another.
Yeah.
Okay. At this point, it's time for the four of you to split up.
I sort of reach out and say, hand squeeze.
All right.
Theater kid squeeze.
A little hand squeeze, you know, just...
You guys can do it.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Yeah, yeah.
Archie, me and Archie would be fine.
Archie's squeeze is so limp. It's the weakest thing you've ever felt in life. and you can tell he's straining really hard.
All right. Good luck to you guys, too.
Going to give you a big hug, Missy, and give him out a big hug and be like, you guys are going to be good.
Ace is hugging the bag and I'm in the bag.
I hug the bag.
There's your head popping out of the bag.
I open the top of the bag.
You're going to be great.
And then from somewhere deep in the recesses of the bag, you hear...
Remember, both of you, that, you know, we're here for a purpose and a righteous purpose, but if it's going to put yourselves in danger, back out.
Yeah.
You know? Your lives are more important than you know, one avenue of rescuing this town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Missy sort of like gazed in the middle distance, be like, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fine.
Yeah. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. We'll do fine.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
Don't kill the old man, yeah?
Wait, isn't that what we're supposed to be doing?
No, you can persuade him.
Oh, yeah, okay.
See,
yeah,
I've had to keep telling myself that because I keep forgetting.
Honestly, who knows what's going to happen?
Let's go.
The group splits off. Mace and Archie, you approach this long bridge. Almost extends for like 200 meters out to Little Sister. And there are... these like carts going, a couple of carts going across the bridge that are accompanied by pirates. This island that you're headed to is under the pirates' control, more or less. It'll be up to you how you approach this. We see Dr. Missy and Amalda filter down into the crowd. I'm going to need you to make a deception check, Dr. Missy.
guy even the help?
How do you think you would do this if you're hiding in the bag?
By being very small and still.
I will say no, not in this case.
Just before I roll, just where's the dirty 20?
It's with Dog. We decided to give it to all that anyone could, or that anyone could kind of say that they wanted it.
Yeah.
Okay. You can take it now.
It's
if
up
you
for
want.
Grabs.
You can take it now.
I'm going to roll first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
16.
16. Okay. I'm going to roll insight for the pirates. I'm not going to tell you the result. And you can decide if you want to use the dirty 20 after I've rolled. Okay. Would you like to use
studying
the dirty 20?
Line.
You've got a very good poker face. Just use it. Just use
no,
it.
No, I'm not going to. Because we, look, it might get more dire.
Yeah.
Because in a sense, if it goes bad now, we can still get out of here. You know, we can just say abandon the mission. We'll get out of here. If we're two decks in,
this
and
this all be communicated like through like braille on like Missy's leg.
Twitch in the bag.
Yeah. I'm using. Like,
wait, about code. About a meta concept of the Dirty 20.
Yeah,
the characters are talking about it.
The moment you step onto the Salt Wharf proper.
Oi, another one for the cages. Come here, love.
And they walk up to you. They don't seem to recognize you, but they grab you and they start leading you through the crowd, like grab you by the arm quite forcefully.
Excuse
these two
me,
pirates.
Excuse, sorry, I'm not one of the villagers.
It's very comfortable in there.
No,
you'll be just fine, I promise.
The countess that arrived, I came with her. I'm a doctor. I arrived with the countess and I heard news of a bear attack and I just wanted to offer my services.
That's very impressive. Into the cage with it.
And they start leading you forward and then you're getting closer and closer to the cage and then this Harangon steps into the cage. You said doctor?
Yes, that's right. Dr. Mithrandas Kel'Thalidron, at your service.
You're looking at this Harangon with brown fur, wearing this big surgeon smock, has these glasses, circular glasses, and is wiping the blood off their paws. Sergeant Zardza, pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure. I'm very willing to offer any aid that these poor injured folk might need. Healers, word and all.
Zardza looks to the two pirates. Let them go. Come with me. I'm going to move over to the bridge.
Just before we get to the bridge, I'm going to grab Mace and duck around a building, mm-hmm. so we're out of sight. And I'm going to look Mace in the face. I'm going to say, Mace, look. This is going to be a little bit confusing for you at first, but what you need to understand, right, is that something is going to happen to you, right? You won't be able to see yourself, but you can still be heard, so you have to stay quiet.
Oh.
All right?
As in, like...
And just because you can't see yourself...
Yes.
...doesn't mean that you're not there. You're still there, okay? You still exist.
Okay. Okay, how many times can you do this? I might need, like, a training.
I can do it once.
Oh.
So just don't freak out, okay? And we'll just take it as we go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pluck out one of my eyelashes, chew some gum, encase it in my eyelash and some gum, and then it's going to burn with, like, a red and green flame, and then Mace is going to turn invisible.
Mm.
Yeah, I know.
But you can hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine.
I slap you in the face. Did you feel that?
Mace, I can still feel everything you do. You're still physically there. It's just like I can't see you. So don't slap me again, okay?
Okay.
I kick you.
Ow!
Wow, this is wild. Sneaky. Sneaky Mace.
Yeah. Yeah, Sneaky Mace. I know, it's a whole new concept for you. Let's just get across the bridge, get into the tap house, and then we can see how things go. It doesn't last forever, so...
This wagon is coming up the road towards the bridge with these pirates escorting it. We only got a few seconds to act here.
I'm just going to wait for it to pass.
The wagon rolls past and bumps onto the bridge.
How many pirates are on the bridge?
Looks like there at the moment there are three wagons going across it, and each wagon has about six or so pirates escorting it. So 18 or so.
So they're going across towards Little Sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. These wagons are going to and fro.
Did Shive say that the island was controlled by the pirates? Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to walk right across the bridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Walk up towards the bridge, and there are these two pirates standing either side of it, and they...
Hello.
Hello, love.
How are you?
We're supposed to be putting you folk in cages.
Oh, no. You see, I don't actually live in the village. You can speak to your other pirate friends. I'm here picking up supplies for my father. He owns a farm away out of town. I have paid entry. I brought a crew with me. They had some time off, and they decided to go to some island to go for a drink. I haven't seen them in a while, so I thought I'd just go look for them.
Crew? Yeah, we had a crew come across this bridge. Led by a skinny little lad.
Yes! Yes, that'd be him. Yes.
Yeah, they're having plenty of fun in the tap house.
Great. Good. I'm happy to hear that. Is it okay if we get across? I just want to retrieve them and be on our way. We've collected everything we need.
You know, we're really supposed to be putting everyone in cages, so how about this? 200 gold? I'll forget I ever saw you.
See, that's going to be a problem because I'm all out of money, you see.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Everyone in the town, you put them in cages. That seems quite unfair.
Many as we can get. The fancier, the better, too. And you look awful fancy.
Well, it's all looks, you see. Look, I hate to be frank, but I just simply wouldn't do that if I was you. My father, he pulls a lot of strings around, and this isn't the only town that we have our connections to. There is a town nearby with quite a sizable garrison which would she wouldn't want against you.
Make a intimidation check.
Is the dirty 20 as well, remember?
19. I'm going to keep it.
Garrison in another town. Right.
Yes.
I don't think they care.
Takes a step towards you, and one of the pirates, they both start laughing, and they pull out these chains.
Does he have armor on him?
Come on, then.
He's wearing, like, leather armor.
Oh, leather armor. When they... I'm going to go...
Closer.
I'm going to go, Mesh. On my cue, you'll feel just run. Run across the bridge. when they go to touch me, I'm going to...
make this difficult.
I'm going to missy step 30 feet down, further down the bridge, and just start booking it.
Oi! Oi!
And they turn and they start chasing after you. We're going to come back to that after we visit the Shallows.
My heart is beating in every single one of these scenes.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'd be worried if it stopped. Big, heavy thuds. Shyev, she sits up at the table and looks to you. She says,
right, do you want to get out of sight then?
Yeah.
Okay.
She stands up.
Mandy, you too, love.
Yeah,
oh,
I can do
that. Oh,
yeah,
best.
No worry.
Yeah, no. Let's go hide over there by the bar, love. Maybe we can steal ourselves a bottle of whiskey. What do you think?
Sure.
You creep behind the bar and the door opens up.
Captain Morpheus.
He just pushes in, and you're sort of like peeking over the edge of the bar, and you see stepping into the room is this tall dragonborn, and he is laden with pistols. He's got like this vest of just, it looks like six pistols holstered,
and he has jewels, like rings and things all over his hands, lots of necklaces, lots of piercings, just laden in jewelry. And his eyes are just this brilliant, like pure gold. And stepping in behind him is this heavy, like blue-gray skinned tortle. And there's this dripping of the blood from this head of a bear.
Shaev, good to see you again. I was hoping you might be able to shed some light on the events of the last couple of days. You seem to have your finger in a lot of pies.
Of course. Would you like a drink first?
Yes. You'll come join us, won't you?
They walk over there, across the room, and they sit at the table.
You know, I'm really hoping that you will be able to tell me something, Shaev, because I do like the people of this town. They have a fine spirit to them. But these events over the last couple of days, they have forced my hand, so to speak.
And Shaev says,
really?
And she comes over to the bar and she looks down at you as she reaches across. Just gives you a look and just like a quick nod. Just everything's okay. She takes a tankard, fills it, and then walks over and sets it down.
Sit, please. Shaev, I'm not someone who likes to be messed with. I'm sure you understand that.
Of course I do.
Now, I'm going to give you a choice. I'm a fan of choices. At the moment, I'm having my crew load every villager they can find into cages on the Salt Wharf. And then I'm going to have those cages put on small boats. And I'm going to have those boats sailed out into the bay. And I'm going to sink them. I'm going to do that. Or you're going to join my crew. And you're going to help me find whoever is responsible for what has happened over the last few days. I'll join your crew, Captain. Please don't hurt them. They're just innocent people. I'll join your crew.
And then you hear the sound of the tortle stand and walk over behind Shaev.
Good. Now, you wouldn't happen to know anything already, would you?
Can I, at this point, cast Sending?
Yeah.
To Missy.
Mm-hmm.
And say, pirates plan to sink cages of villagers, or Shaev join crew. Shaev chose crew, but save the villagers. So stressful. They want to find us and kill.
I feel like Missy is like bandaging someone's arm, yeah, and then just sort of like freezes up and just stares ahead.
And you can respond, I think.
You glance over your shoulder and you see there are pirates on either side of one of these cages as they lift it up and they start walking it down along the docks towards a boat.
I my eyes sort of like slightly roll back, and I sort of like my ability to sort of like do, like I'm able to like keep bandaging almost like while I like retreat into my mind. And I say, we'll do what we can, but I don't know how we can free all these people and keep them safe. Maybe Shaev can just stall.
You hear the sound of Shaev being pushed down against the, again, like pushed into the table, and then the tortle picks up the bear head and just puts it in front of Shaev on the table.
So Shaev, now that you are a trusted member of my crew, I'd suggest you tell me everything you know. And I'm very good at reading people.
Leans in.
I'm afraid I don't know anything. Captain. Is that true?
Can we use a dirty 20 on this one?
Oh,
like that's a good dirty 20 use.
Shive's going to make a deception check.
Yeah.
Give it to Shive.
I mean, let her roll first. Maybe she hits a nat 20 straight off the bat.
4 on the dice.
Okay,
That's fine. Take that, Shive.
First roll. Second roll.
You going to tell us what you got?
I don't know anything, Captain. All I know is that yesterday a ship came into the harbor, caused you a lot of trouble, and I only heard the explosions today in the town. That's all I heard. I don't know anything more than that. Really? Well, that's a shame.
We're going to end the session there.
Oh my god!
Me!
Shitty
tits! Oh my
god.
What?
God damn!
Oh, that was fun.
This session has given me constipation. Pure anxiety. Like, fuck.
Oh boy. Okay.
We used the dirty 20 just before we ended.
We did.
We ended again.
Yeah.
I would like. I am leaning towards giving the dirty 20 to Missy for the doctor thinking.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Good.
thank you so much for listening to episode 49.
49.
Next week is episode 50. And I think we've left it at the perfect point for episode 50.
You know what I feel about the Dirty 20 now?
What's that?
I feel like the Dirty 20 feels very important these days. Yeah. I feel like we're no longer going to be forgetting about the Dirty 20.
We're not going to use it on stupid roleplay shit.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 49 of the Dirty 20 podcast. Thank you, of course, to Tabletop Audio, Sawco Soundscapes, and Michael Gelfi Studios, and all of the fantastic royalty-free artists that we have used today. They are all linked in the Spotify, the episode description, so check them out there.
And thank you to all the artists who have done our wonderful cover art and our character portraits and lots of stuff that you can see on our socials. So that is Lauren Elise Art and at Ninja Drinking Tea, and also Ornate Flight, who did the covers for our Dirty Talks. If you want to see the stuff that they have made, check us out
on our Instagram at Dirty20Podcast. Nice. send us a message. We genuinely want to hear from you. And also follow the Instagram for little cute updates. And Chaotic, get ready with me's. Get ready with his me's.
Also, I have something. Aram Jalaris has something. And we can edit this out if this isn't appropriate. I'm doing a show in a couple of weeks, and our director has also just started listening to the podcast, and they have given me a unique promo code.
Does that mean we can use it as well?
Yeah.
That's sick.
So if you live in Nam and you want to come see my show, it's on at the Motley Bow House, Crocodile Fever, June 7th to 17th, and you can use promo code GHOSTS.
That's GHOSTS for 10% off your tickets.
That is so cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah, look it up. Look at the content warnings. There are several.
Yep. I was going to say, come and watch Missy Dr. Missy play a monster.
Yeah.
An absolute egregious human being.
Yeah. Okay. So, that is promo code GHOSTS for 10% off at the Motley Bow House, wow. June 7 to
17. Incredible.
See, listening to this podcast does pay off.
It sure does.
I just want to thank Hugh, actually.
Okay.
Oh. Man.
Hugh was...
Because what's Henry doing?
Yeah.
And, the and thanking
Hugh's
of
been
the
a, H. Hugh's been a great friend, so I just want to thank Hugh for being being a good friend.
Thanks, yeah, Hugh.
Great friend of the podcast as well. And if you like revolutions full of circumcision, you should tell your friends.
Tell your friends. What will happen next week, ladies and gentlemen?